Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, welcome. Well, it's words of encouragement for today, and today is Wednesday, August the 11th, 2021. Over the hump day, Wednesday, I hope God has been good to you thus far this week, and I hope that God will continue to bless you and keep your mind steady and on the prize. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into this word, I want to pray for Denise Giss, Shirley Willis. I continue to pray for them as they continue their healing. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. I pray for those that are scrambling and going through things in life, whether it be harsh or mental or sickness. I just pray that God touch you and relieve you of anything that you're going through. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen and amen. Today's topic, Rules for Prosperity, coming from Joshua 1, first chapter, verse 7. And it says this: only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Joshua 1:7. Amen. Amen. Yes. The Lord will be with us in our holy war, but he demands that we strictly follow his rules. Our victories will depend upon our obeying him with all our heart. Again, strictly follow his rule with all our heart. Throwing strength and courage into the action of our faith. If we are half-hearted, we cannot expect more than half a blessing. I will repeat again. If we are half-hearted, we cannot expect more than half a blessing. Amen. We must obey the Lord with care and thoughtfulness. Observe to do is the phrase used, and it is full of meaning. This is referred to every part of the divine will. We must obey with universal readiness. Our rule, like the rule number one, rule of conduct is according to all the law. We may not pick and choose, but we must take the Lord's commands as they come, one and all. In all this, we must go on with exactness and constancy. With each obedience, there will come spiritual prosperity. Amen. You're not going to get this unless you apply the rule and you stay ready and follow the Lord's command as they come. I'm not saying you have to be, it's your choice. It's like you choosing either life or death. Whichever road you decide to get up on, It is your choice. You know, Jesus did not have to carry that cross. He did not have to die on that cross for us. But he did because he so loved us. So that is my word for today, Rules for Prosperity, Joshua 1:7. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful evening this Wednesday. Let God continue to bless you as he continued to bless me and mine. Have a wonderful day and evening. Until Friday, thank you and God bless you. Amen.